I love when my clients have an earning problem because I can help them get the mindset trash that needs to be gone, the thoughts, the limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome that helps them really see that, hey, wait, I can actually make that much. You are listening to the Say Hola Well podcast, a show dedicated to the stigmatized idea of wanting more money. More money, more options for you, your family, and our community to become financially free. I am your host, Lucy King. I am on a mission to help decolonize wealth for Latinas, and here is how I do it. I talk about building generational wealth through a holistic lens. I give you the strategies, the mindset, and the ideas to create generational wealth and also break away from a culture of silence. Ya sabes, the belief that in our cultura, no se habla de dinero. We don't talk about money. I am a first-gen investor who went from believing I had to work mentally and physically hard for money to now having multiple investment accounts and run a business that I love. I am a mom, a wife, speaker, and author, ready to help you create wealth beyond your ancestors' wildest dreams. Welcome to the Say Hola Well podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social if you are loving the podcast, want to build community, and you want to learn creative ways to increase your income. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course on our website at www.sayholawell.com. If you feel inspired by any of the episodes, it will mean the world to me if you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. This is how other mujeres find us. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about financial confidence, money mistakes that are costing you. But before I get going, I want to invite you to my brand new webinar that is happening on May 1st at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you are not able to make it live, go ahead and register today because I will be sending you a replay so you can implement the steps that I'm going to teach you as part of this free webinar. Right after the webinar, doors to the Say Hola Wealth Academy will be open for enrollment. The Academy is a group coaching for Latinas, Latina professionals, which includes mujeres in 9-to-5 and Latina entrepreneurs. The Academy is a community for Latinas where we talk about money, but not just money. We talk about financial literacy. We talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about ways to elevate our income, career, and we also talk about life and the holistic approach to money. So if you are interested in joining, make sure that you are ready to enroll on May 1st at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for this round, I am doing a new 48-hour bonus where I really want to help you create your five-figure portfolio. Okay, so make sure that you check the details using the link in the show notes. And the last thing that I want to say before I get started with the podcast is that I am bringing my big sister energy. Okay, because I really want to embody financial confidence and I want you to really start seeing yourself as someone who can create generational wealth. It is your time to stop the self-doubt. It is your time to go another quarter without taking action. And it is your time to prioritize money conversations because with that comes a lot of confidence and a lot of cash inside your wealth portfolio. Okay, with that out of the way, let me get started with mistake number one. Mistake number one that is costing you money. And that is that you don't have a clear vision of where you want to go. And the reason why you like vision is because you are afraid of change. And I get it. I was there too. Change is terrifying. And every time you want to take action, you keep telling yourself that it's too uncomfortable, that it's too heavy, that you need more information, that you need another course, that you need to maybe feel ready. And my favorite is, oh, maybe I need to go get another degree, right? But no more of that, okay? It is time for you to take action. I want you to start seeing yourself as someone who can create a life that is full of purpose, crazy dreams, but also a life full of abundance. Because when you have money, there are opportunities for you. Opportunities for you to prioritize your health, opportunities for you to go on a luxury vacation, opportunities for you to create jobs for other Latinas or women of color, okay? Let me give you a little bit of backstory. In 2019, when I started my FIRE journey, which stands for financial independence, retire early, I knew exactly that I wanted to become the first millionaire in my family. I didn't lack the vision because I am a visioner by heart, okay? I knew that getting to the $1 million was going to be my first stepping stone. And I knew that becoming financially free and paying off debt wasn't the end of the line. There was a day when I was like, yeah, ya pagué mis deudas. I'm so happy. But then I realized, no, hold on a second. Don't get too excited. You are just getting started. So one of the things that should be part of your vision board and your vision is you reclaiming today. Yes, I want to become the first millionaire in my family. And then start taking the action steps backwards on what do you need to do from the version of you today. You don't have a million right now because you're listening to the podcast, but your goal is getting to the million. So how can you create a process, a vision that is going to help you get there? So that is the first mistake that you are making. Mistake number two is you are not 100% sure if you have an income problem or an earning problem. Let me explain. When I'm working with my clients who are Latina professionals, and I'm going to keep repeating these, who are mujeres in a 9-to-5 or entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship is a career. Hello. They come to me with so much financial shame. They keep focusing on frugality, no me alcanza, ayúdame, I think I'm an overspender, my financial trauma is so big, I keep feeling funny about asking for money, I don't know about my debts, right? All of these things, and that is making you confused. That is making you doubt your earning potential. And so what I want you to do, I just want you to listen to what I just said. Do you have an income problem or do you truly have an earning problem? Okay. I also have other people that tell me, Lucy, look at my finances. No me alcanza para invertir. And I love that, by the way. I love when my clients have an earning problem because I can help them get the mindset trash that needs to be gone, the thoughts, the limiting beliefs, the imposter syndrome that helps them really see that, hey, wait, I can actually make that much. Like inside the academy right now, I am coaching both entrepreneurs and mujeres that have a 9-to-5, so consistent income, with the steps, step by step. What do they need to do to elevate their income? Because that is what I want you to do. When you join the academy, I want you to become 10K richer. I want you to elevate your income. I don't want you to be spending hours thinking about, oh, déjame hago otro presupuesto. Let me budget again. Let me cut expenses, because that's not the energy of a $1 million mujer, okay? I love creating a step-by-step process, which, by the way, we do have a challenge when you join the academy. We have a 30-day challenge that we call Elevate Your Income, where I give you step-by-step. This is what you need to do to elevate your income, whether you have a 9-to-5 or you are an entrepreneur, okay? My clients love the step-by-step process because they get to see what actions they need to take. They get to ask me questions when they're on the calls or in between the calls on how they're gonna get there, right? And I love supporting my clients with that. Busy mujer, if you are ready to embrace wealth building as a first-gen professional through stock market investing or online business, I would love to support you with that through my private coaching. It is the most intimate way for us to work together. You will be fully supported with weekly calls, worksheets, and everything you need to create the money systems, the mindset, and of course, the vision that you need to create a legacy. This is what past clients have said about working with me. One of my clients said, "Best investment ever. You exceeded my expectations from the first call and until the end." Another client said, "Before working with Lucy, I was paralyzed in making decisions about my finances. After working with Lucy, I have learned that money can be simple and fun. Another client that I help with private business coaching said, Lucy is a badass Latina who helps you with limiting beliefs, money mindset, operating a business, and of course, learn about stock market investing. So if you are ready to work with a coach who understands what it's like to want more, I would like to invite you to apply to work with me using the link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Mistake number three is that you are looking for quick solutions, okay? And what I mean is that you're looking for outside solutions of si no me alcanza, what do I need to do? Si no tengo tiempo, what do I need to do, right? Like, you're looking, for example, let's say that you're like, no tengo tiempo. You're downloading your time management apps. You're like, I have to become a better time management person. Rather than saying, I'm going to elevate my income, you're saying, oh, I need to cut expenses. But the thing that you're overlooking is that the best investment that you have to make is in yourself. One of the things that I see over and over is people have, and I had it too, by the way, it's not just you, the belief that you need more information in order to take action. Let me say that again. The belief that in order for you to take action, you have to have more information. I have been studying money. I'm an expert in money. And every single time I learn something new about money. I just recently had a conversation with my accountant and he dropped 5 new strategies that I didn't know. And the reason why I don't know, it's because as I grow in my wealth building journey, in my identity as a first gen future millionaire, of course, there's something new information that I'm gonna have access to. But rather than saying, oh my God, I learned these 5 new things, I'm gonna go research them. I look at him and I say, hey, do you have time to explain what that means? What is the strategy? And what are the steps that I need to take so I can take advantage of those tax strategies? Because he works for me, right? Like I put him to work. Now, I want you to do the same thing. You don't need to continue to do the research on your own. You don't need to continue to have puzzle pieces all over your brain. What you need is clarity on your vision. What you need is to understand what is the true problem here. Is it an earning problem or is it an income problem? So I started investing in myself back in 2019 and I haven't stopped since then. There was 6 months where I decided I'm not going to have a coach because I'm burnt out. That was my identity. I'm burnt out with coaching. I've been coaching for so long and now coaching, it's like drinking my cafecito. I have to have a coach or multiple coaches. And so I want you to start seeing yourself as the best investment that is going to give you your return on it. Yes, the stock market is going to make you billions once you start investing, but what if the first investment is in yourself, okay? I also want you to ask yourself, what is the true cost of your inaction? What narrative have you created in your mindset that is making you feel that you are not worthy of wealth, that you are not good with money, that maybe if you just wait, maybe if you just save up, what is that narrative doing to you? I want you to step into your wealthy mujer identity for Q2 and start here and take it all the way until you create $1 million, okay? The other thing that I want to share here is that time is money. I always talk about Roma, and this is a saying that I learned from my abuelita, okay? My abuelita used to say, Roma no se construyó en un año, right? Rome wasn't built in a year. And that is true for your financial journey. You cannot expect to create millions overnight because we're not like trading. That's not something that I teach people. I want you to create long-lasting wealth. And for that, you really need to understand that your investment is going to always, always quadruple. When you invest in yourself, when you start looking at YouTube videos, when you start waiting for your boss to give you a raise, when you stop waiting for clients to come to you and take action, you're going to see that you don't need to be alone with your thoughts. And you also need to be in a room with other Latinas where we're sharing ideas, where we are talking about money, where we're celebrating when someone makes $30 or someone who makes $200 or someone that makes $2,000 from their investments. You need to be in this room because the energy feeds, like we feed of each other. We're always cheering each other. We're always talking about everything that we're doing, okay? And in the academy, I also share a lot of personal stuff that my clients love because it's more, I don't know, they just love having that connection with me where I don't share it on Instagram. I don't share it with my email subscribers, although my email subscribers always get like the second chisme now, but I want you to be in this room, okay? So these money mistakes that you are making are costing you more than they should. And let me recap in case you're like, okay, she was so fired up today, like me confundió. Mistake number one is you don't have a clear vision of where you want to go. Mistake number two is you are not 100% sure if you have an income problem or an earning problem. Mistake number three is you are looking for quick solutions and investing in yourself is not a priority. That needs to stop. I hope this podcast resonates with you and serves you as a reflection of the things that you need to do to elevate your income, the things that you need to do to become 10K richer in the next 6 months, if not before. And I also want to remind you to sign up for the free webinar that I have coming up on May 1st. I will be giving you some of the foundational steps that you need to take to stop overthinking money, to stop budgeting, because we don't want to do that, okay? We want to really create money. And after the webinar, doors to the academy will be open for enrollment with a very exclusive bonus. I haven't offered this bonus before, and I want you to take action, and I want you to have opportunity to be with me where I can help you create your wealth portfolio. So the bonus is that I want to help you create your five-figure wealth portfolio. If you have a 9-to-5, I will help you create that outside your 9-to-5. If you are an entrepreneur, I will help you create the foundational steps so you can start investing through your business, reduce your taxable income, and have a business that will grow beyond that six-figure mark, okay? So again, thank you for listening. If you have joined the academy in the past and you're curious what is new, every 6 months, I am adding new curriculum. I am improving my curriculum. I am bringing you guest experts and I am always giving you value, okay? We are big on value. And so I want to make sure that you understand that no cohort is the same. I always add value. The more I grow, the more money I make, the more generous I am. So thanks again for listening to the show. And if you know of any mujer who is ready to level up, make sure that you share this podcast with them. Hasta la próxima and let's go ahead and build wealth juntas. Ciao. If you are looking for additional resources to help you start your wealth building journey or online business, make sure you check out our blog at sayholawealth.com/blog. Until next time, stay safe, stay strong, and stay inspired. On the Say Hola Well podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general informational purposes only, and it does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or other legal advice. Listeners should not act upon the content information without seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professionals. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liabilities with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liabilities for errors, inaccuracy, omission, misleading, or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated content constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.